It's a day of hope here at Your Network of Praise, and all over the world we see the Lord working in special ways right now, and it's certainly a time when people need the hope of the gospel. They need the opportunity to hear about Christ and to receive Him. And Earl, it's been a few months ago now, you said there's somebody you've got to meet, and you set up a lunch in which you and I had lunch with a couple representatives of the Montana Christian College, yes. Including one gentleman who's with us right now.
Yes, Dr. Marvin Jones, president of Montana Christian College. It was very interesting how we got all that put together and the friendship and so on. I remember receiving an email from his temporary director of communications and wanting to announce an event and something about the school, actually, yeah. Is what it was. And it was an opening. I thought, wow, this is great, because we've been looking at Yellowstone College and Billings to promote that. And up pops this Montana Christian College in Kalispell, just down the road from us. So we got together for lunch, and we've just been friends ever since. And I turned around one day in church, and there he was.
That's so true.
Well, Dr. Jones, welcome to YNOP.
And thank you.
Something as we got acquainted and started talking about the ministry of Montana Christian College when we first met, one of the things that really stood out was you talked about the fact that this year you feel there's a need for an emphasis on missions.
Yeah.
And so you've made that focus at the school.
Yes. Over the spring, early summer, I just felt a deep conviction that our students could do mission work. I didn't know how. I didn't know what it looked like or anything. And the confirmation was actually when we had lunch that day. And you had talked about the MP3 players, and I looked at Norman, who was the vice president of is the vice president of communication. I looked at him and I thought, that's it. That's it. It's inexpensive, but it is sacrificial for a student. You know, it's only $15, but, you know, students need money. And I want to be a part of that. We want to reach the world with how we can do it as a college. And so we've been going down that road.
Yeah, and we, of course, were glad to have the invitation to come and join you for a chapel service a few weeks ago.
It was a great service, by the way.
Oh, well, it was an inspiration to meet the students. And, in fact, you brought one of the students along that we had asked.
I did, Andre.
This is a young man named Andre. And, Andre, you came up to me after the chapel service ended, and you told me about a missions trip that you're about to take. And I thought our audience would be interested in hearing about that.
Yeah, God is working in incredible ways, and sometimes we cannot see the way which He prepared for us. It's very interesting how I got to this mission trip, because I always dreamed to go to a mission trip. I'm originally from Ukraine, was born there, grew up there, and I never had the opportunity to go to mission trips, but I heard the miracles which going on with people who had the opportunity to do it. And once in my church, the pastor did an announcement that we have people who are going to a mission trip to Dominican Republic. And I was very jealous because I didn't know about this and they didn't take me. But a little later, we had a group just with people who would want to go for a mission trip to different countries. And then we just said that we want to send missionaries to Dominican Republic again. I didn't listen to anything else. I said, I'm going. I want to go. It doesn't matter how much it costs, because I knew that God will provide. And a little later, one of the guys came to me and said that I'm actually planning to go to Tanzania in October, and God opened to me that He wants to see you in this mission trip. For me, it was like, I'm not sure about it. I'll pray, but I'm not sure about it. And 1 month later, this guy just called me. I was driving. I stopped. And he's telling me, so, what do you think about mission trip? And God just opened my heart, and I said, I'm ready. I want to go.
Well, I've been to the Dominican Republic, and it's way too hot there. I think Kenya, Tanzania, that'll be a better choice. So, you're going to be flying into Kenya, and then what happens from there?
Yeah, we're going to fly into Canada in October 16th. And after, we are a group of people, 20 people, we are going to Tanzania to two places. First, it will be like a general. We're going just to people in Tanzania to preach the gospel to these unreached people. And after, in the end of our trip, me and three other guys, we are going to specifically to the tribes of Maasai tribes. And we are going there with a mission to distribute gospel to them. Yeah. And then you came to our college and you told about this phenomenal tool which helping for people who don't know our languages but know only Maasai language, which very rare. And you said that you have MP3 players which have a Bible scripture on this in Maasai language. I knew that God's working. Yeah. I knew that it was God's voice to me. And it was just phenomenal how God's work and through you and through Dr. Myron Jones and through everybody else and how he turned everything for good for people who try to find a way how to glorify and worship him.
Yeah. When you told me that you were going to be taking that trip and that you'd ultimately be dealing with the Maasai people and sharing the gospel with them, you said, is there a way that you could buy a couple of those MP3 players? And I said, well, you know, the YNOP radio listeners have already bought and paid for them. And I asked you how many people were going on the trip and if you'd like to carry some over in your suitcases. And when you said 20 people, we thought, oh, that's a lot of people. And those are, the MP3 players are very compact and small, so you could fit several in a suitcase. So in the conference room here at the radio station, we have 200 of the MP3 players, and you don't need to buy those. Our listeners paid for them. They are yours. And you can take as many of those as you want and distribute them. And when you leave the Maasai people with those, they'll have that for many years to come as a result of your trip and your giving those to them.
Is it not a miracle?
Yeah. Well, that is really something. So it's interesting to me that you're going to be going to that people group because there's only a few million of them. It's not, they have a little bit of evangelization going on among them, but there's a great need there for more. And do you have any idea of why the organizers of this trip chose that region and that people group to go and share the gospel with?
The people who I'm going with, they actually already been in Tanzania before, but they've been there 25, 30 years ago. And when they went there, they saw how God's working through Maasai people, and they saw literally a book of Acts right there. They saw everything. Everything the Bible was talking that will happen, they saw it. So how God was doing phenomenal things. And 25 years later, they decided to visit the churches which we started there and people who we visited before and also keep doing this ministry, keep doing this work. And then they asked me if I want to stay a little longer in Tanzania to go to the tribes. I said, of course. I could not imagine 4 months ago that I'll be on mission trip, and not just a mission trip to some country, but to the tribes who never heard gospel before. And God is good.
Yeah. Now, you're a college-aged young person, so and you mentioned born and raised in Ukraine. How was it that you came to hear about the Lord?
I came here for studying at college. It was Yellowstone Christian College, but I didn't switch any colleges, but I became a student of Montana Christian College. And just, again, the miracle of God, because after my high school, I had no idea what I would do, because the COVID hit and everything was closed, and the person who I met a couple years before, he said that his son studying not expensive college in Montana, Christian college, and he can ask about me. For me, it was just like, I never saw this guy before and saw him first time. So I said, yeah, sure, you can ask and we'll see what happened. And when I already was in the moment, then, okay, God, I don't know what to do. I give up. I received an email from Yellowstone Christian College that they want to see me in Billings in that time and that I'll be a part of their college. And after, God just opened all doors in the middle of COVID. The embassy got opened. I was the second person who got into the embassy, and I was the first guy who received a visa. And a couple weeks later, I came to United States, first time in my life.
Wow. That is amazing to hear. And Dr. Jones, it's good to see what God is doing at the college. Having the chance to be there a few weeks ago and to meet several of your students and the faculty and see the beautiful campus, it just had a very special feel. There's a very special atmosphere there.
Yeah, we've got some wonderful students there. Majority of them are studying for ministry, but not necessarily pastoral ministry, which makes it unique. We've got one young lady doing education with the desire to teach on the mission field. So it's just remarkable what God is doing, raising up these young men and women to serve Him. And then, of course, we've got your typical pastoral ministry students. We had one that just returned this summer from First Baptist Church of Anchorage, Alaska, serving as an intern there. And so what we're trying to do is place these students in churches that are mission-oriented, mission-minded. I'd like to say one thing about the MP3 players. I was so proud of our students the day you were there. They accepted the challenge of raising $500, a matching gift of $500, to purchase whatever $1,000 would purchase of the MP3 players. Mm-hmm. And so far, we've raised about $75 toward that goal.
Wow.
It's just they have just responded really well. So we think by the end of the semester, we're going to hit our goal, if not more. So,
Well, we appreciate that because, we have in our notes here that we've been sharing today. Years ago, when YNOP first began, it was just one radio station in a small community in northern Montana. And it went out from there to the next town over, then the next one, and just kept growing until it is now in six states. And as we grew, we always said, we want to go wherever the Lord shows us to share the gospel. And we were assuming that was, around this state.
Sure.
Primarily. And now in recent years, that's included Africa. And we were sharing earlier today that we already have a fairly large number of stations in 22 countries carrying the New Life Africa satellite networks. We have one channel that's Swahili and English, one channel that's French and Fulani. But our Africa director was just over in Africa for about a month or so, just returned last weekend. And 28 more stations signed up.
Really?
While he was there.
Wow.
And so we're just saying, God is at work. But now we've changed it to wherever and however God directs, because we are having these tools like MP3 players.
Right.
And I shared one thing at the college that I'm just so thankful to see students like Andre, who has a passion for the gospel and realizes that he can make a difference.
Right.
And go just by doing what Jesus said and going. And the thing that I shared during the chapel service that I want to repeat is, people like Earl and I and almost Nick,
Sorry, Nick.
For me, technical savvy means knowing the difference between a AAA and a AA battery.
Right.
But
I'm here to keep you straight. It's okay.
Yeah. The internet was not around when I was a young man.
Sure.
I was an early adopter of the internet, but I was 34 years old the first time I saw the internet. And so the modern technology, some of us are a little bit past our prime for learning all that stuff. And I said to the students during the chapel service, you guys are the ones.
Yeah.
You have the knowledge. You have the technology. During your lifetime, you could be the ones to fulfill the Great Commission. And I think it's going to happen even during our lifetimes.
Quite possibly, yes.
But it's going to take, you can have all the tools and technology around, but it's the heart that matters.
Right.
And that's why when I met you, I was really impressed and really thankful that here you are, just a young man. I wish I had had a passion for missions and cared about the Lord's direction for my life when I was your age, because things would have been a lot different in that era of my life. But you guys have the tools, the technology, you know how to use the technology, and you've got youth on your side. And youth, that's a memory for some of us. But you guys, you have all of it right in front of you. And if you go forward in God's power, being led by Him, there's just no limit on what He can do through your life. And for that, I'm really thankful that you've got that heart and that in this next month, you're going to be accepting His command to go.
One of the things I'd like to add to this, I had no clue that Andre was thinking about the mission trip. I don't even know that he did 6 months ago. I didn't know about the MP3 players. I just knew that the Lord wanted us to be involved. And then through that luncheon and then through your chapel sermon, Andre tells me about this. I'm thinking, wow. It's just amazing how the Lord put all this together when I had no clue about the desire of even doing the MP3 players for the Messiah people. It's just amazing to me, you know, as we step back and look at that.
Dr. Jones, how can we be praying for the Montana Christian College? There's something special happening there,
yeah.
I believe. How can we be praying for that?
Well, we're in the midst of two things. We're doing student recruitment. We want godly students. So that's a big prayer concern, that we want to grow our ministry through our students. And the other is through fundraising and finances. I wish I didn't have to worry about either one of those. But in the real world that we all live in, the Lord's given that to us. One of the things you said in your sermon that really resonated with me that day was the next step. And I've kind of hung on to that phrase, the next step. And that's what I've been praying towards, both of these areas. Lord, what's the next step for our recruitment? And what's the next step for our fundraising? And so we've just been giving that to the Lord and say, you fill out the next step and we'll take it. Wherever you want us to go, we'll take it. So that's how you can pray for us.
Okay, we will be doing that. And Andre, as you get ready to go to Tanzania and to be among the Maasai, you have that very special opportunity to actually be there and to share the good news with them. How can we be praying for you and your team?
First of all, that God will provide. God will show and will direct us where He wants to see, and that He'll use us as His tool, and He'll speak through us. This would not be our words, but His words.
Yeah. Well, that is a good prayer request. And Earl, I'm going to pray for the college. Would you pray for Andre and his group for this missions trip? Because I really feel just two things that I'm sensing about it. First of all, that God is going to do great things through their work for the benefit of the Maasai people. But then I think God's also going to work within their team, and He's going to really bless them and show them new things as they go forward. And because you're making a very big commitment to go and share the gospel with people who are desperate for someone to share it with them. And that's a big step. And especially as a young person, there's all kinds of things you could spend your time on. But I'm really thankful and grateful that the Lord has given you the heart to do that. So we want to cover that trip with prayer as you get ready to go. So Earl's going to pray for that in just a minute. But let me begin by praying for the school. Father, we just thank you for the Montana Christian College. Thank you for Dr. Jones and the others that work so hard each day to provide that setting for these young people to learn in. And Lord, you know exactly to the penny what their financial needs are going to be in the months and years ahead. And we pray that you will just unleash the funds that they need to be available to them, to be there on time so that they can continue this work and go forward in it. You've given them a beautiful campus. It's a tremendous environment for the students to learn, a tremendous opportunity to be in a place like that in such a beautiful setting, and to have that opportunity. The facilities you've given them are everything they would need for years to come. So we ask that you would protect the school. We ask that you would give inspiration to each person who's involved, to their board members, to their staff members. We ask that they would all work together well as a team. And we ask that, again, you would move on the hearts of men and women who have the resources, who could provide the funds for the school. We ask that you would just prompt them, maybe that they'll go online tonight and just Google Montana Christian College and look at the website and learn about it. Because, Lord, there's something special happening there. You're raising up people to go and to live their lives for you. And that's what this world needs right now, is godly young men and godly young women. And they are there prepared to do the work to give young people that chance to grow and develop their Christian character. So bless that effort. Bless their heart to serve the young people in that way with every tool they need, whether it be financial or manpower or any other thing they need. And may your will be done, and may their work go forward as they are existing to serve you in this very special way. We thank you for all you've done already, in Jesus' name.
And Father, I want to lift up Andre and the team going to Africa Lord, I'm so thankful we had the opportunity to get to know Andre better. Lord, I so much admire this young man who's humble in spirit, but bold in his desire to serve you. And I'm so deeply touched by what he said. And I'm just so proud of him. And we've just gotten to know each other. I'm so proud that we've got a generation coming behind us that is willing to serve you this way. And may the fire that he has be caught by so many others. And may the people he encounters, not for his glory, but for your glory, would come to know you and accept you as their Savior and Lord. We ask you to bless him and his teammates as they go, and pray for your hedge of protection around each and every one of them. Lord, that this trip would be successful. And that it would just have a marked effect on them for their future.
Yes.
At this age, maybe they may not know exactly what they're going to be doing in the future, but you do, and you're molding them and making them now. And we just thank you for that. Thank you for that willingness for them to be serving you at this time. Bless them, we pray, and the work that they do for your glory and for your name. Amen.
Well, we appreciate the chance to visit with you both today. And again, you're leaving mid-October for your trip?
Yes, I'm leaving on October 16th from Kalispell, and we'll be in October 17th in Nairobi. Wow. And after, our trip will start.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make note of those dates so we can be praying while you're gone, and we look forward to hearing all that God has done as those days unfold. And God be with you as you go forward, Andre.
Thank you.
And Dr. Jones, same with the work of the school. I left that day after having spent a few hours after chapel, getting acquainted with some of your team there, and just saying, wow, that is a nice group of kids at that school, and there's a great staff that God has put together at the college.
We've been blessed by both. Thank you.
Yeah.